Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Let's talk about this Milwaukee Brewers baseball team with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter, by Andrew Wagner. Crew gets the series in San Francisco. Take 2 out of 3 against the Giants. Frankie Montas dealing last night. 6 innings, 8 strikeouts. A great performance from Frankie Montas, who appears to have turned things around here under the tutelage of Chris Hook and his Brewers coaching staff.
I'm confused, Sparky. Okay. I need you to help me out here.
Sure.
First of all, I'm going to skip over the fact that I'm offended that you didn't call me to do your window, but I will absolutely vouch for Milwaukee window guys because I've called them when I've had some clients with tricky windows. So call Russ. They're good people. But two, so the Brewers played last night, right?
Yeah.
And they won.
Yes.
Okay, I'm confused because everything that I heard on Wednesday night after they got smoked was that the season was over. They were a poverty team. They were unserious. It's done. They're choke artists. Give the division to the Cubs.
I saw the same thing. Yep.
So I'm just flummoxed. I was not aware there was a game last night. I thought the season ended. I thought it was over.
Yeah, Brewer fans very emotional. Bucks fans very emotional. Packer fans very emotional. In general, all fans very emotional.
Yeah. It was a hell of a bounce back. I mean, you know, we throw terms around like ace and number one starter and this and that, and they're great labels. But at the end of the day, your ace is the guy that comes in and just gives you a dominant performance to make sure that a loss doesn't become a losing streak. And Frankie Montas did that last night. I mean, that was brilliant. I mean, that was absolutely beautiful pitching. That had to be one of, if not his best performance of the season.
Hey, he talked after the game about it. He had all of his pitches working. He had good feel for all of them. And obviously he's starting to turn the corner. Now, I went back and forth with people today on social media because it's like, whoa, everybody that didn't like the trade, you were wrong. Oh, but wait a second here. I mean, would you make the trade for Frankie Montas and Aaron Civale? In my opinion, now maybe you disagree, that was at the trade deadline. The division was at hand. There was no concern about the division, at least not for me and Charlie. So from that perspective, when you make those trades, it's about the postseason. To me, this is about how does he pitch in the postseason if they don't get a bye and they're facing, say, the Braves or the Mets in the first round. How does he pitch then? That's what that trade deadline deal was for me.
Yeah, but there's also no guarantee that by going out and getting a stud, you're going to get that kind of postseason performance. Yeah, there's maybe a better percentage of it, but look no further than last season. Who was the Brewers starter in game one of the playoffs last year?
I don't remember who.
Corbin Burns.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
And what did he do?
Oh, well,
there's no guarantee on it. I mean, listen, if you're going to go into the postseason. I mean, obviously you'd like to have Peake Scherzer and you know, any other stud pitcher at his peak. You'd love to have that, but it's not practical. But if Frankie Montas can give you in the postseason what he gave you yesterday or in his last couple starts,
huge.
That's great.
Yep.
Because the Brewers will have something that few other teams have. They will have a wealth of dudes waiting in the bullpen who can come in and give you multiple innings. I mean, if Aaron Civale can only go out there and give you 4 or 5 innings in, you know, game 2 or game 3 or whatever it is, but you have D.L. Hall sitting waiting to give you 3 innings, I mean, that's pretty damn good.
Kelly and I were talking about this before. Are we certain D.L. Hall isn't going to be a starter in the postseason? I mean, he's going to start on Sunday. He's going to be the sixth man in this rotation the rest of the way out. They only have one day off left on the schedule. I mean, if he pitches well these next couple of starts that he's going to get, he might actually sneak in to be a starter.
He very well could. I mean, he very well could. It just shows that sometimes it's better to have a wealth of options at your disposal than it is to have, you know, particular names and particular roles and particular labels. I mean, the Brewers have a lot of options and a lot of flexibility. And I think with a 3-game series, because we saw what could happen in a 3-game series. You know, we saw it against the Cardinals. We saw it. Who came in after the Cardinals? I can't remember right now. Took 2 or 3 from again before they went on the road.
It doesn't matter.
Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado. Yeah.
You know, you see what can happen in a 3-game series. When you have a wealth of options and flexibility, you can kind of mitigate those risks. And I think that's what the Brewers have right now.
Talking with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner as we talk about the Crew presented to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. How's about Jackson Churio, buddy? Oppo, 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases, youngest guy ever to do.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With getting in front of Mike Trout for that honor, and it is crazy. Like, it was brought up in the postgame to Pat Murphy about, man, if he's this good now, Murph, how good is he going to be before this is all said and done? Like, sky is the limit, literally, as far as how good he might be.
Yeah, I was thinking about this yesterday. I had to buy a new pair of cleats last second for softball. Like, there's a Burlington Coat Factory and a TJ Maxx right by my house. And I went in there and they had a pair of Mike Trouts and they had a pair of Bryce Harpers. And I'm just sitting there thinking as I'm, like, waiting to check out, I'm like, you know, there's a pretty good chance that if this kid keeps trajecting the way that he is, he's going to end up having his own pair of cleats with Nike or whoever he is someday. You know, kind of
for sure.
I mean, you know, you didn't really expect Giannis when he came in to have his own shoe someday. And then, you know, all of a sudden here he is. And now you've got this kid who's just coming in and lighting the world on fire. He's phenomenal. He's absolutely phenomenal to watch in all aspects of the game, and you can see him getting better every single day. That's the amazing thing to him. And what really stands out for me, and Murph has talked about this a couple times, you know, he'll have games where he'll have a huge defensive play or will hit a giant crushing home run that changes the outcome of the game. But the big thing is when you watch him laying off particular pitches that early in the season he was chasing, when he's working counts and drawing walks and making a pitcher work, that is the biggest sign of progress. And the kid is doing it time and time again. You know, he knows that guys are going to try to not pitch to him now. And he's got to be extra selective. For a 20-year-old kid to have that kind of ball strike recognition and still getting better at it, it boggles the mind that this guy is going to be around for 10 more years.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. You know, the other aspect, too, of this, and Murphy pointed this out last night at postgame, too, is everybody that's kind of been his support, whether you know it be the coaches, whether it be Contreras or Adames or Monasterio, all these different guys that really have kind of welcomed him in and kind of showed him the way through throughout the season, because there definitely could be some type of shock value that comes into playing a full Major League Baseball season at the age of 20 with all kinds of expectations on you because of a contract you signed.
That's exactly it, and you know that was probably the big concern going in. And it just speaks to the character in that clubhouse, which, you know, is usually something you only talk about on losing teams. Like, oh, they got a good club. No, I mean, they've taken this kid under their swing and they give him the freedom to be himself. Like, it's not go out there and be humble, and be quiet. It's like, hey, you're good. Just go out and be good. Don't sit there and, you know, tap dance around it. You're the guy. Be the guy. And when he's struggling, like early in the year when he got benched, you know, when he wasn't getting it done, those guys are right there telling him, hey, dude, you got this. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to live up to the contract. You already signed the contract. You don't have to worry about getting paid. You're getting paid. Your kids are getting paid. Your parents are getting paid. Everyone's set. Go out there and play ball. And I think that can be very, very freeing for a young guy, too. As much as it can be pressuring, it can be freeing at the same time.
He is Andrew Wagner as we get ready for Brewers and Diamondbacks tonight. Peralta versus Eduardo Rodriguez, who was out rehabbing most of the year from injuries. First start was August 7th. Of his starts this year, which he's had six of this year, only one time has he given up less than three runs in a start. Every other time he's given up three or more in a start this year. That should bode well for the Brewers, even though the D-backs come in riding a five-game winning streak.
Yeah, I look at this series and figure, okay, if they go 1-2 on this series, they come back from the trip 3-3. Try and take 2 or 3 from Philly when you're home. Split the four-game series with the Diamondbacks, and you're in good shape going into the last week. So, you know, it's not so much tempering expectations, just realistic expectations. And, you know, go in there, take one, and then see if you can try and take the series. And if not, you know, try to come home even. And you're still keeping pace. You're still doing your job. So it should be a good series. I mean, Diamondbacks have been just outrageous since the All-Star break. I don't remember what the actual record is, but they are playing on fire right now. So,
and again,
I'm looking forward to these three games.
You're chasing the Phillies and Dodgers for that 1 or 2 spot. The Dodgers have the Braves in Atlanta this week, and the Phillies are at home against the Mets, who are trying to get in the playoffs. None of these are going to be easy matchups for any of the teams involved as far as the playoffs go, and then the Phillies get to come to you. So from that perspective, I think if the Brewers, you know, can gain a game, let's say, by Monday, and you're only two games back when you start that series with the Phillies next week, you feel really good about things as far as really being able to kind of set your own path with that series.
It's hard to believe we're having this discussion on, what is it, September 12th, 13th?
Yep.
With all things that have happened in the last, you know, almost year. It's nuts. So, good weekend to have the MLB TV package, I'd say.
Indeed. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Thank you, Mr. Wagner. Have a good weekend.
Talk to you Monday, buddy.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.